Local artist Tawny K with Millennial Woman. You are listening to The Takeover with Holly and Maz, and we are joined in the studio by the very lovely Kelly K, naturopath, for this.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K, naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Welcome, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
There we go. Good, thank you. Good. So excited to have you in the studio tonight. We are discussing something that's very relevant, chronic fatigue and just being fatigued in general, but also burnout.
Yes, yeah. It's all kind of related, linked.
Yeah, there we go. There
hello.
We go. Sorry, Kelly. Technical
right.
glitch there.
Yes, yep. Too many mics. I didn't know which one to use.
No, you're fine.
Yes, talking about fatigue and burnout, absolutely, yep. Yes, really yeah. important topic.
Yeah, I think particularly at this time of the year, it's something that a lot of us are feeling just tired in general. It's not even necessarily like sleep deprivation or anything like that, like physical exhaustion. It's just that we're tired because we're getting towards the end of the year. And when I was younger, yes. I didn't get that. I didn't get like how a busy weekend could make you tired. I'm like, but you've slept since then. So you know, how can you be tired from what you did yesterday? You've slept overnight. Like, how does that work? But it's so true.
It is so true. You know, it all catches up with us eventually. Mm. We have busy lives and we want to pack more and more into our days and our weeks and our months. Especially this time of year, we want to do everything and go to all the events and, you know, enjoy the summer nights as well. And sometimes we forget to prioritize our sleep and you know, prioritize our other aspects of self-care, which really protect us and help, you know, support our bodies to prevent us getting from that stage of chronic fatigue or burnout or, you know, that real deep exhaustion that people can feel.
And burnout, we've spoken about with Counselor Ida for Moments for Mental Health. I think it was only a few weeks ago we spoke about burnout, and it's different to just being exhausted. It's actually feeling like you lose motivation, you feel like you can't continue in what you're doing. Mm. It's a physical exhaustion, but it's also an emotional exhaustion as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And it's actually can be really hard to come back from. You know, once someone is burnt out, they struggle to really muster up the energy or the motivation to go back to what it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
How do we spot the warning signs of that before we get to that point? Mm.
Well, I think if you're starting to experience like what you were saying before, where you're getting to that stage of feeling deeply fatigued or tired and you're resting but not feeling like you're recovering from that is a real red flag, I think, to start with. And also some of those emotional signs as well. So not just that physical fatigue, but that mental fatigue, like you're struggling to concentrate, you're struggling to make decisions, you're starting to feel overwhelmed a little bit more easily than you normally would.
Irritable.
Yeah, some of those smaller things that would normally be like water off a duck's back is just start to get to you. So I'd really pay attention to those things. But then also perhaps there's some physical things as well. Maybe you're starting to struggle with sleep, like, you know, your sleep's being disturbed, falling asleep's an issue. Perhaps you're noticing changes in your body in terms of hunger cues or cravings. And, you know, for the females out there as well, you know, you might find that your menstrual cycle changes as well. Yeah. So all of those sorts of things can be clues that you might be, you know, moving into that kind of post-stress, that real exhaustion kind of stage where your body's not really recovering and you're mentally not recovering as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I know, Holly, you and I were chatting a little bit off air about how we've both been feeling so tired lately, and it's not just a, you know, a little bit of exhaustion, but it's actually like a build-up because it's that time of the year.
Yeah, it's so true. Everything's piling up, I think, like coming into Christmas and uni and exams and year 12s are finishing up. So, yeah, there's just heaps going on.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's so easy to, as you said, like not just feel tired but feel so exhausted that you don't know how to, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. We're going to take a quick break and then come back with some of your practical tips, Kelly, for actually preventing this, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
Before it becomes an issue, nipping it in the bud, so to speak. We're going to do that straight after this one. It's the latest from Lauren Daigle. These Are The Days. You're on Life FM on The Takeover for Wellness Wednesday with Holly, Maz and Kelly K. Naturopath.